I first met the Reverend Henry Liu some 10 years ago.
我第一次遇见李牧师大概是十年以前。
It was in Trinidad.
那是在千里尼达。
He was part of a short-term missions team from Massachusetts.
他当时是代表麻州派送的那个短宣队到那儿去。
And he was working with the Chinese church in Trinidad, Grace Chapel.
他当时在千里达和当地的教会叫恩典教会。
I was leading a youth team from CCCS just like this past summer.
而我呢自己也是带领一个青少年团队短宣队到那里去，像今年夏天一样。
Both of us have been to that Caribbean nation many times.And have many Trinidadian friends in common.
我们俩发现都已经到那个加勒比海的那个国家已经好几次了，而且都有同样的朋友。
That makes Henry Liu all right in my book.
那那是让我觉得，哎，这个伙计不错。
Pastor Henry was born in Xi'an in China.
李牧师出生在中国的西安市。
That's where they have the terracotta soldiers, right?
那儿就有兵马俑，是不是？
He has lived in many places.
他住过很多地方。
Including Hong Kong.
也包括香港。
Georgia.
佐治亚。
California.
加州。
Massachusetts.
麻州。
And currently he lives in England.
现在他住在英国。
Pastor Henry admits he is a workaholic.
吕牧师他承认他是一个工作狂。
His job as a general director of COCM, Chinese Overseas Christian Mission.
他现在是基督教华侨布道会的总干事。
That job takes him year round throughout the UK and Europe.
这个工作让他一年四季都很忙，要到处在英国奔波。
Europe as well.
还有欧洲。
And oftentimes around the world.
有的时候甚至全世界。
But when he does have spare time,
但是当他有空余时间的时候
，he told me he enjoys movies.
他说他喜欢看电影。
His favorite movie is called Stand by Me.
他最喜欢那个电影叫 Stand by Me， 请在我旁边准备好。
He also told me he likes to follow world news.
他说他也喜欢关注世界新闻。
And also to catch up on sports events.
也喜欢看有关体育方面的比赛。
Especially NBA basketball.
尤其是 NBA 篮球赛。
Tonight, Pastor Liu will be speaking to us about the workers' preparation.
今天晚上吕牧师的讲道的题目是，宣教工人的装备。
Now, please put your hands together with me.
请大家鼓掌欢迎。
In welcoming the Reverend Henry Liu to the podium.
欢迎他今天跟我们
讲。试试看这个可不可以用啊
？Let me just try this out to see if this works tonight.
果然又不行了。
Oh, now it doesn't work, just as I imagined. Oh, no.
Did I push it myself or?
是不是我自己按的呢？
Yes.
是我自己按的。
Hallelujah, it worked.
Hallelujah, 是行的。
我很喜欢看球赛。
I really like to watch ball games.
那我今天下午其实有个非常重要的球赛。
There was actually a very important ball game this afternoon.
你知道我在乔治亚住过。
Sorry?
你知道我在 Georgia 住过。
Oh, I have lived in Georgia, the state of Georgia before.
那当时是在乔治亚大学上学。
And actually, I went to a school and a school well known for its ball teams, basketball teams.
Yeah, University of Georgia.
University of Georgia. 乔治亚大
学。如果你们在 follow 这个 sports 的话，
如果你要就 get 哦，你要就跟着看那个球赛的话，哇。
那今天下午是一场非常重要的球赛。
Oh, this afternoon there was a very important ball game.
那是 University of Georgia.
是乔治亚大学对。
对这个University Louisiana State University LSU.
Was playing against Louisiana State University.
那是 SEC 的 championship.
那个是 SEC 的总决赛。
是在这个 Atlanta 打。
是在。阿德兰大那里比赛的，阿德兰大。
那我他是四点钟开始。
They started at 4 p.m.
那我四点钟一边准备我的讲章。
So at 4 o'clock while I was preparing for my message tonight，
我就在看那个电视上那个球赛。
At the same time, I was watching this ball game on TV。
看到第二局这个打得差不多的时候。
I was watching the A second half of the game.
你们不要跟我说那个结果是多少啊。
Don't tell me what the score I still have to go back to find out what the final score is.
那我那个时候的时候 ，Georgia 领先十比七。
At that time, Georgia was leading by 10-7.
哇，我紧张的不得了。
I was very excited.
因为一般人都说 Georgia 一定输的。
Because most people said Georgia would lose.
因为 LSU 是 ranked number one.
Because LSU is 是排第一。
排第一的，哎，那可是呢，有人打电话给我。
But somebody called me.
那这个人就是魏费费在打电话给我。
云飞在called me.
云飞在，他说我在楼下等你了。
And he said, "I'm waiting for you downstairs."
所以我必须把电视关了。
So I had to turn off the television.
必须到楼下去。
And I went downstairs.
那我为什么跟你们讲这个故事？
Now why am I telling you the story?
因为这个跟我今天讲的主题有关系。
Because this has something to do with the theme of my message today.
待会儿你就知道为什么。
Later on, you will find out why.
那我们昨天晚上讲。
Last evening we talked about.
讲我们为什么要去欧洲
？Why do we have to go to Europe？
为什么要欧洲呢
？Why Europe？
因为欧洲是一个很重要的宣教工厂。
Because Europe is a very important mission field。
有欧洲有很多中国学生在那里。
Because there are many Chinese students, scholars in Europe。
欧洲有很多新的移民在那里。
There are many new immigrants in Europe。
欧洲有很多欧洲的人还没有信主。
There are many Europeans there in Europe who are still not believers。
所以欧洲是一个非常重要的宣教工厂。
That's why Europe is a very important mission field。
但是为什么我们要去呢
？But why do we have to go？
Why us?
为什么我们呢？
那我想今天跟你们分享一下我自己的心路历程。
Tonight I'd like to share with you my spiritual journey.
也许从我的心路历程里头
，perhaps in my spiritual journey，
可以告诉你们一下为什么我们这代人要去欧洲。
It would inform you why we as a generation need to go to Europe.
那我想我先看一段圣经的经文。
Perhaps we will first look at.A Bible passage.
那这段圣经经文是富有官的故事，在路加福音十八章。
This is the story of the great ruler, the rich ruler in Luke chapter 18.
那这个故事里头呢，就讲到耶稣用一个实际的例子。
Here, Jesus used a living, visual aid.
那来告诉门徒们怎么样更进入更深的门徒的关系跟主耶稣。
Through that, he taught the disciples how to enter into a deeper life and deeper walk with him.
那这个故事很特别，在路加福音十八章十八节开始。
Luke chapter 18, starting from verse 18, is a very special story.
这里说有一个官问耶稣说：“良善的夫子，我该做什么事才可以承受永生？”耶稣对他说：“你为什么称我是良善呢？除了神一位之外，再没有良善的。”诫命你是晓得的，不可奸淫，不可杀人，不可偷盗，不可做假见证，当孝敬父母。那人说：“这一切我从小都遵守的。”
In verse 18, Jesus says, "A certain ruler asked him." Well, the Bible says, "A certain ruler asked him, 'Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?' 'Why do you call me good?' Jesus answered, 'No one is good except God alone.'" You know the commandments, do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not give false testimony, honor your father and mother. All these I've kept since I was a boy, he said.
那这里啊，富有的官来到这个耶稣的面前。
Here a rich ruler comes before Jesus.
那他有一个很特别的纠结。
Oh, he had a special problem.
那他的纠结在哪里呢？
What was his problem?
他说：“我做什么事情才能承受永生
？”He said, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?"
就是说，他其实啊，已经是可以说是一个可能是不错的基督徒了。
We can actually say that he would be a pretty normal and above average Christian.
因为他做了很多事情。
Because he had done many things.
我们待会儿就可以看见他其实做了很多的事情。
Later on, we'll see that he has actually done.
他每天来教会。
He actually would come to church every day.
那每个星期五来团契。
Every Friday he would come to fellowship.
星期三在祷告会里头。
Wednesday nights he would come for a prayer.
所以跟你们一样。
He'd just be like you.
但是他还有一个纠结。
But he had also had a problem.
他觉得说，我到底好像还缺一点东西。
He said, I feel like I'm lacking something.
好像跟神还有点这距离。
There must be some distance between me and God.
到底我缺什么东西
？Finally, what do I need? What do I lack?
因为他知道耶稣是不得了的人。
Because he knows that Jesus is somebody great. He is a good teacher.
所以他知道耶稣是特别。
So he knew that Jesus was special.
那他就来问耶稣了。
So he came to ask Jesus.
他说我应该做什么才能够得到永生？
He said, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?"
其实这个是很麻烦的一个问题啊。
It's actually a very, very complicated question.
因为你想想看。
Because imagine this.
如果是 Pastor Jeff 来到 Ian Ma 的这面前。
If Pastor Jeff came to 马牧师前面in front of him.
他说 Ian.
He said, Ian.
我已经来教会做牧师做了好久了。
I've been coming to this church and been a pastor for many years.
但是我还要做什么事情才能得永生？
But still, what must I do to inherit eternal life?
你说是不是很奇怪？
Would you think that is strange?
因为我们已经来教会这么长时间，为什么我还要问这个问题呢？
Because you've been coming to this church for so long, why would you need to ask this question?
很明显，他还是有一些疑问。
Apparently, he had still had some questions.
他自己知道，其实暗中里有一些东西缺乏。
He knows deep inside that he lacked still one thing.
耶稣非常有智慧的来引导他。
Of course, Jesus was wise in answering him this.
发现耶稣给他讲的话很特别。
Notice that what Jesus said to him was very special.
那耶稣呢，他就告诉这个官啊。
So Jesus told this ruler.
他就说你应该做的东西你知道。
He said the things you need to do, you already know.
这犹太人呢，你告诉他应该做的东西，他都知道的。
All these Jews, if you tell them what they need to do, they already know.
不可奸淫。
Do not commit adultery.
不可偷窃。
Do not steal anything.
不可杀人。
Do not murder.
啊，这些你都知道了吗
？All these things, don't you know?
如果你看这段经文的话，你发现这几个都是十诫里头的后面几条。
If you look at this passage, you would know that these are the background has the Ten Commandments in the background.
十诫的这后面的几条。
Oh, it's the latter few commandments of the Ten Commandments.
这些啊，那个小伙子他说我都做了。
This young man thought, oh, I've done all these.
其实啊，耶稣在讲这个的时候啊，我相信耶稣一定在想很多的这个怎么样引导这个年轻人来到他的面前。
Actually, I think that when Jesus was thinking about these things and saying about these things, he really knew how to lead this young man along.
十诫在犹太人当中很熟的，背的滚瓜烂熟啊。
The Ten Commandments are very popular, and all the Jews know it by heart.
而且他们也尽量的遵守。
And they would do everything to follow them.
那但是在登山宝训的时候，主耶稣教导这些犹太人。
But in the Beatitudes, Jesus would speak against the Jewish people.
其实在登山宝训，耶稣把这个神要求我们东西再进一步的引导了。
In fact, in the Beatitudes, Jesus took these Ten Commandments one step further.
就不只是在字义的那么简单。
It's not only what's printed words on paper.
是啊，不可奸淫呢。
Do not commit adultery.
不可杀人呢。
Do not commit murder.
但是在这个登山宝训里头，耶稣说不止不可杀人呢。
But in the Beatitudes, Jesus said, not only can you not commit a murder.
其实你恨人跟杀人一样的嘛。
But even when you actually hate somebody, it's just like committing murder.
其实在登山宝训的时候，耶稣把神对人的要求其实更深一步的在告诉我们十诫的意义是什么。
In fact, in the Beatitudes, Jesus took the Ten Commandments one step further and told us what God really expects of human beings.
所以耶稣听见了，就说你还去这个官啊。他说他我都做了。
And this ruler said, I've done all these things.
但是耶稣听见了以后，就跟他再引导他了。
But Jesus, when he heard this, he led them on, led him on a little further.
因为他知道他缺些东西。
Because Jesus knew that he lacked one thing.
缺什么东西啊？
What does he lack?
耶稣听见了，就说你还缺少一件，要变卖你一切所有的，分给穷人，就必有财宝在天上。你还要来跟从我。他听见这话。就甚忧愁，因为他很富足。
It says, when Jesus heard this, he said to him, you still lack one thing. Sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me. When he heard this, he became very sad, because he was a man of great wealth.
所以耶稣在这里啊，非常特别的，就实际上是引导这个富有的财主，让他知道说他到底什么问题。
So you see here that Jesus was leading this young man to the point where he would realize what he really lacked.
他表面上十诫都遵守了。
On the surface, superficially, he did everything the commandment said.
表面上他每个星期天来教会。
Every week he would come to church.
而且来祷告会。
He would come to prayer meetings.
该做的事都做了。
All the things he ought to do, he done.
工作做得很好。
And his work he'd done very well.
但是阻止这个富有的官跟从主的最大问题在哪里呢？
But the key problem that prevents this rich ruler from developing a deeper relationship with God was...
钱。
Money.
这个官很富有。
This rich ruler was very wealthy.
圣经这里告诉我们说他非常的富有。
The Bible told us that he was very wealthy.
所以钱是他真正的主。
So money was his real God.
因为他问耶稣说我做什么才可以，耶稣说你卖了所有的就来跟着我就可以了。
Because he asked Jesus, what must I do? And Jesus said,Sell everything you have, then you can follow, come and follow me.
所以耶稣现在就把最重要的事情告诉这个财主了。
So Jesus told him the most important thing to this young ruler.
对这个财主来的问题。
And the question to this young rich ruler.
对他来说。
For him.
他真正阻碍他跟神之间更深的关系的问题在哪里？
The one thing that blocked him from coming too close to God to have a deeper relationship with God was.
钱。
Money.
因为钱是他真正的神。
Because money was his real God.
这个是这个少年财主的问题。
Now this was a problem of this rich young ruler.
但是我们每一个人其实我们都有很多阻碍我们跟神之间有更深关系的东西。
But actually all of us have all these different things that keep us from coming into a deeper relationship with God.
其实我们每一个人跟神之间的关系我们要更深入的时候我们一定要把我们心中的那些东西那些阻拦我们的东西跟神在一起的东西把它拿掉。
And actually, for each of us, if we want to come nearer to God, we must take these things in our hearts to prevent us and live and remove them.
所以阻止我们跟主建立更深关系的是什么呢？
So what prevents us from coming into a deeper relationship with God?
是我们心里的那个最爱。
It's really what we love most in our hearts.
可能是我看的那场足球赛。
Oh, maybe it's like an NBA game.
你知道吗？
Don't you know?
那个足球赛我非常喜欢看啊。
I really love to watching NBA.
而且
Basketball
games. 足球赛、
uh-huh.
Football.
Oh, I love watching football.
I love basketball too.
I also,、我也很喜欢篮球。
但是那个球赛，我 Georgia 刚好领先三分呢。
But this game between Georgia and LSU.
我真的很想在那儿再待一个小时。
I really wanted to stay there for another hour.
我真的很想啊。
Well, I really, really long for.
但是我还是需要来这里。
But I had to come here.
因为我需要在这里讲道。
Because I have to speak here.
因为我要做一个选择。
And I had to make this choice.
我们每个人都要做选择的。
All of us make choices every day.
每一天每一时每一刻我们要做一个选择。
Every day, every hour, every minute we make decisions.
我们选择跟随神。
We choose to follow God.
或者我们选择去吃饭。
Or we choose to go to dinner.
或者我们选择去买大房子。
Or we choose to go and buy a big house.
这个是一个选择。
These are choices.
但是每一次做一个选择。
But every time we make a choice.
我们都要影响我们跟神之间的关系到底。
It affects our relationship with God.
那这个是我们需要对付的东西。
Now, this is something that we need to face.
也许我们所要选择的是钱的问题。
Perhaps the thing that we need to make a decision on is money.
就像这个少年的财主。
Just like this rich young ruler.
也许我们太多钱了。
Perhaps we are too wealthy.
甚至有时候我们不是很多钱。
Or perhaps we aren't even that wealthy.
我们想抓钱。
But we want to earn more money.
想去赚钱这个东西把我们引过去。
And that longing to earn more money leads us away.
把我们引到一个地方说我们不要考虑神的事情。
It leads
我们就去赚钱好了。
It leads us to a place where we don't even consider God anymore. All we want to do is earn more money.
钱成为我们生命的主宰。
And God, and money becomes our God in our lives.
这个就是我们的最爱。
Now that would be our most loved thing.
那这个就阻拦我们跟神之间有更深的关系。
And that prevents us from coming into a deeper relationship with God.
也许我们想享乐。
Perhaps some of us want pleasure.
那看电视可能是一个。
Oh, watching TV might be one of these things.
也许我们希望有很好的地位。
Perhaps we want to have some, achieve some sort of status.
也许我们需要有一些名声。
Or we want to have some fame.
也许我们需要有一些虚荣心。
Or perhaps we like vanity.
我不知道。
I don't know.
我不知道我们每一个人在哪个环境。
I don't know where each and every one of us is at.
其实我们每一个人要自己检查自己。
Perhaps each of us need to have some do some introspection.
也许我们会来到神的面前。
Perhaps as we come to before God.
有一天我们会问。
Some one day we will ask.
我觉得好像有点东西跟你不对。
I feel that there's something wrong between you and me.
到底什么东西不对呢？
What's wrong here?
也许神会问你。
Perhaps God might ask you.
你是不是可以把你的工作辞掉来跟随我？
God might ask you, can you actually quit your job and then come and follow me?
那你可能是说我高高兴兴跟随你。
Perhaps you would say, oh, gladly I would do it.
或者你说我对不起。
Or perhaps you'd say, I'm sorry, I don't think I can do it.
那也许你是像这个财主一样忧忧愁愁的走。
Or perhaps you'd be like that rich young ruler, leaving very sadly.
也许神说你因为 他的关系，你要把一个工作放下。
Or perhaps God would say to you, just because of him, you need to leave your job.
或者是做其他的事情。
Or to do something else.
到底我们愿不愿意？
Are you willing or not?
这个是很重要的一个事情。
Now that is a very important thing.
这个是一个反面的教材。
Now, this is a negative example.
那个富有的官就忧愁地离开了。
This young rich ruler, he left sadly.
有时候啊，我们也会忧愁地离开。
Sometimes we would leave sadly as well.
那这个官呢，是因为他不肯放弃心里的最爱才这样。
This rich young ruler left sadly because he could not give up what he loved the most.
那这个就是我们这一代的人挑战。
Now, that is the challenge that we face every day.
24节这里说，耶稣看见他就说，有钱财的人进神的国是何等的难啊。骆驼穿过针的眼，比财主进神的国还容易呢。
Jesus looked at him and said, "How hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God! Indeed, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God."
那在一个这个环境里头，可能耶稣在教导这些人。
Now, in these circumstances, maybe Jesus was teaching the other people.
他的门徒们。
His disciples.
他在教导的过程当中，可能刚好到这个节骨眼儿，有一对骆驼走过来了。
Maybe as he was teaching, a whole herd of camels were walking by.
那他就用这个作为一个举例。
So Jesus used this as an example.
这个我们不是太清楚。
Now we are not very clear on that.
但是我想可能就是这种情况。
But I'm thinking it's probably that scenario.
要跟从主。
To follow Jesus.
我们必须放下自己原有的安全保障。
We need to leave all the security that we originally had.
这个是我们这一代人的挑战。
Now that is the challenge that this generation faces.
非常难。
It's very difficult.
非常难。
Very hard to do.
非常难。
To me, it's very hard.
我相信对我们这一代人来说都是很难。
I'm thinking for all of us, this is very hard.
这个是我以前的房子。
Now, this was the house I used to own.
那这个房子我们当中有一对夫妇是我们 Amherst 的老朋友。
And now this house, amongst us is a couple which are good friends of mine from Amherst.
他们知道我们那个房子我是很喜欢。
They know that I used to love this house.
因为我买那个房子的时候
well, because when I bought this house,
我就有一个心愿
I had this one thing in my heart.
我希望能够请很多人来我们家里。
I wanted to invite many people to come to my home.
所以呢，我就把我们的房子地下室
So I turned the basement of this house.
我把它装修的好好的。
I renovated the whole basement.
其实这个房子还不够大。
And still, that house was not big
enough. 我还有更好的这个 dream.
So I was considering this dream.
我想有一天我买一块地。
I thought that one day maybe I'll buy a piece of land.
那盖一个更大的房子。
To build a bigger house.
因为我以前读的是这个景观建筑。
Because I used to study urban planning or urban design.
所以对房子我特别有感兴趣。
So I have a great interest in houses.
到哪里都先看房子。
Everywhere I go, I look at the architecture.
今天下午我住的房子，我住的地方隔壁就是 Rutgers Church.
This afternoon, actually this weekend, where I'm staying is right behind the Rutgers Community Christian Church.
所以我就。走过去那边看他们那个新的教堂。
So I walked over to RCCC.
我很有兴趣。
I looked at their new building.
我当时我就想，我这个房子应该盖大一点。
And back then they were thinking how, back then I was thinking about how big I have to build this house.
因为这个是我的想法。
Because this was in my mind.
这是我想要的东西。
This is what I wanted.
但是当我放弃这个会很难了。
But to give this up was very difficult for me.
非常困难。
Very hard.
听见的人说，这样谁能得救呢？耶稣说，在人所不能的事，在神却能。
Those who heard this asked, "Who then can be saved?" Jesus replied, "What is impossible with men is possible with God."
在我们不能，神却可以。
For us, it's impossible, but for God, it's not a problem at all.
我给你看这个图画。
Let me paint this picture for you.
这个人是我的 hero.
This man was my hero. Is my hero.
他叫做 Eric Little.
His name is Eric Little.
你们听过 Eric Little 的故事吗？
Have you ever heard of Eric Little's story?
他是一个非常神给他特别特别恩赐，他跑步特别快的人。
He was a very God had given him a talent. He ran very fast.
那在这个1920年代
，in the 1920s，
他参加这个在巴黎的举行的一个奥运会。
He participated in the Olympics in Paris.
By the way， 这个是我一个 favorite 的一个电影。
让大家知道 ，this is from one of my favorite movies.
这个电影叫做 Chariots of Fire.
This movie is called 烈火战车。
Yes, 烈火战车。这个电影我喜欢看电影嘛？刚才说。
Just now you learned that I love movies.
The Chariots of Fire 演这个故事演得非常的 dramatic.
They actually portrayed this movie, this story, very dramatically in that movie.
那这个 Aaron Lido 啊，他跑步啊，是特别，他是往上看的。
And this Eric Little, he ran in a very funny gait because he would look up as he ran.
因为他是为神跑步。
Because he ran for God.
哦，他的速度特快。
And he ran very fast.
所以他的最强项是100米。
Because his strongest was the 100 meter sprint.
那在当时大家觉得说他肯定是拿冠军的了。
And if he actually ran that race, definitely he would win the gold medal.
但是在巴黎奥运会的时候呢，他突然发现原来他100米的预选赛刚好在星期天。
But he found out at the Olympic Games in Paris that the 100 meter dash was held on a Sabbath, on a Sunday.
他说我星期天我要去敬拜神。
And he said to himself, on Sunday, I go to church.
所以我不能去跑步。
And I cannot run this race.
哇，这电影就讲这个原来英国的王子啊，就跟他在讲说 ，For country, even for country, 你不能去，你不应该 for country 了，去跑。
Okay, so in that movie, it portrayed that the prince of England came to him and said, 为了国家，为了国家 ，you have to run.
那他说不行，我要为神跑。
And he said, No, I have to run for God.
神在国家之上。
God was above country.
所以他就没有去跑那100米。
So he did not run that 100 meter dash.
那个这个结果呢？神却给他另外一个机会。
And he lost that opportunity to win.
那神又给他另外一个机会。
God gave him another opportunity.
让他去跑400米。
That he ran the 400 meters.
你要是足跑田径赛的人，这里有没有跑过田径赛的人
？How many of you were actually in track and field?
啊，有啊，我。
We have somebody.
100米跑和400米跑是两回事情啊。
Running the 100 meter dash is totally different from running the 400 meter. 100米是拼命跑
啊。
For that 100 meter dash,
从开始到结尾拼命跑的。
You start right away, you're there.
那400米是要有点技巧的。
And to run the 400 meter takes some skill.
你不能一开始就去拼命跑，最后就没劲儿了。
You can't just sprint because you're not there yet.
啊，那以后最后就不行了。
And of course, you would not be able to last.
但是神给他特别的恩典。
But God gave him special grace.
他在跑400米的时候
，as he ran the 400 meters.
哇，竟然，哦，那个故事电影，你要看电影，你们要看这个电影啊。
Have you ever seen that movie?
电影里头有个比较戏剧化的一个场面。
Of course, it made it even more dramatic.
有一个美国的这个基督徒。
And there was this Christian from America.
他就在他跑步之前写了一张纸条。
That before he ran this race, he wrote him a little note.
It says in the old book.Those who honor God, He will honor him.
是在那个圣书里边说，谁尊，尊主为大，神就会尊重他。
Yes. 那这个呢，他就捏着给了那个塞给 Eric Little.
And he gave that little note to Eric Little.
Eric Little 就拿着这个就跑。
Eric Little took that note and ran.
跑的时候就是头向上跑。
As he ran, his face was lifted to God.
有点像这样子啊。
It's just like that in the picture.
最后他赢了。
And then he won.
但是 Aaron Little 的故事不在这里结束。
But Eric Little's story does not end there.
Aaron Little 的故事啊，是他后来回到英国以后。
Eric Little's story finishes later on with him returning to the United Kingdom.
他其实是有很多这个名利的可能性。
Actually, he had all these opportunities to become famous.
但是他却把这些全部放下。
But he gave up all of that.
那他回到中国去。
He went to China.
他是一个在中国的宣教士。
He was actually a missionary to China.
那在中国的时候，他就把这一切放下，把神的福音带到中国去。
When he went to China, he gave up all of this and he took the gospel to China.
在神拣选，神呼召。
Because God calls, God selects.
那我们要回应。
When we need to respond.
我们有选择的。
We have a choice.
那在这个故事，这个电影里头啊，有另外一个故事。
In this movie, there was another sub-story.
有另外一个犹太人。
In this subplot, there was another Jewish man.
那他就为了他的名利跑了一百米。
He ran the 100 meter dash for his own fame and glory.
他也赢了。
And he also won.
但是他赢了以后，他不高兴。
But after he won, he was not happy.
哎呀，我现在讲的故事没电影讲的好。
Now I'm telling you the story as it pales in comparison with the movie.
你们必须要看这个电影。
You have to see that movie.
这个是我们全家的相片。
Now, this is the picture of my family, my family portrait.
我们刚刚到英国的时候照的一张。
This picture was taken as we first arrived in England.
我们两个小孩子还很小。
My two kids were still very young back then.
那我们所要面对的一个选择。
Now we face these choices.
同样的选择。
The same choice.
神的呼召来了。
When God's call comes,
神告诉我说应该去英国，应该去欧洲。
God told us you have to go to England and go to Europe.
那我当然是从我第一次去短宣，在那边短宣。
So of course, from that very first time I went on this short-term mission trip,
神就开始开我的眼睛。
God had opened my eyes slowly.
让我看见那边的需要。
So to allow me to see the needs there.
每一次看。
Every time I saw that,
每一次神就在这跟我讲话。
God would speak to my heart.
我一开始是学的说，我回到美国以后要告诉大家欧洲的需要。
The first time I said, when I come back to America, I would tell the people the needs in Europe.
所以我就到不同地方去讲。
So I went to different places to speak.
跟不同的人分享。
And shared with different people.
你们要去欧洲。
You need to go to Europe.
你们要去做宣教士。
You need to become missionaries.
你们要自己去。
You need to go yourself.
你们要奉献钱去。
You need to offer money.
但是我喊叫了很多次。
But I've yelled that, cried that many times.
我发现没有人动。
I realized that nobody was moving.
我发现不，大家都教会都听得很好啊。
I thought that people were listening to this very well.
哎呀，牧师，你分享的很好啊。哎呀，牧师，你分享的很好啊。
And they would say, Pastor, you did a great sharing there.
英国是有需要。
Yes, there is a need in England.
我们为你祷告。
We will pray for you.
你平平安安的去吧。
Yeah, please go in peace.
我觉得很多这样子的一个分享。
I realized that was the sharing that was doing.
每一次我分享完以后，神就在跟我讲话。
Every time I shared, God would speak to me.
直到有一次，神很特别的在那里提醒我。
Until one time, God spoke to me and warned. And,
因为我看见那些人很多坐在下面的弟兄姐妹。
Because I saw all the people sitting there in the church.
我跟他们讲的时候，我发现他们跟我一样。
When I spoke to them, I realized that they were just like me.
因为我们都是同一代的人。
Because we are of the same generation.
我们都是来追求一个美国梦的人。
We had to come and chase after the American
dream. 我们都来抓了这个美国梦以后，每个抓着了，谁肯放下来啊？
If you have actually achieved that American dream, who would actually willingly leave it?
所以我就问我自己了。
So then I had to ask myself.
我说如果你要去，你肯不肯？
If you were to go, would you?
哎呀，我觉得那个时候我不肯啊。
And I thought to me, thought,
我说难怪别人不肯呢。
No, of course you're not willing.
你都不肯。
If you're not willing.
因为我在想，我那个时候。年轻力壮
because back then I was young and naive.
年轻力壮
oh, because I was young and strong.
我正好可以赚钱的时候
there was a time to earn money.
我们有个美国的梦想的
and we had these American dreams.
我拿了这个梦想了以后，我正要开始发挥的
and if I have these, if I got hold on to these American dreams, I can truly do something with my life.
我正是可以干一场事业的时候
I can actually build something with my life.
但是这个时候。神就通过圣经来跟我讲。
But at this time, God spoke to me through His Word.
因为圣经里头啊。
Because in the Bible.
你看旧约。
If you look at the Old Testament.
那旧约里头，神就要以色列人献祭，对不对
？Throughout the Old Testament, God would tell the people of Jewish of Israel to offer sacrifices.
这个献祭的时候，神要求他们献的是什么祭啊
？As they offered sacrifices, what would God tell them to offer?
对吧？很多种，很多种 ，many kinds.
Oh, many kinds.
Yeah, 但是呢。有一种是他们要献头生的，是吧
？Oftentimes they have to offer the firstborn.
那而且是出熟的，是不是
？Of course, it had to be the best.
所以简单讲，神要求我们给他最好的东西。
So God wants us to give him the best.
神不是要我们给他第二好的东西。
God doesn't want second best.
当然，我们献祭的时候，我们有什么给神
？But as we offer ourselves to the Lord.
我们有什么给他什么
？What can we give to God？
那神所要的是最好的。
God wants the best。
穷人给穷人能给最好的。
The poor people would give what is best to the poor people。
有钱人给有钱人能给最好的。
The rich people have to give the best of the rich people。
神从来没有跟说你把你第二好的给我。
God never says to us, "Oh, just give me your second best."
所以神很特别的。
So God is very special.And he called me.
因为神给我们是最好的。
Because God gave us His best.
神要的也是最好的。
And God wants our best.
但是我就想说，我那个时候最好的时候，我是给神还是给自己呢
？At that time, I was thinking, the best I have, do I give that to God or give it to myself?
这个是我的纠结。
Now that was my problem.
这个是我的问题。
That was my question.
到底神是值得我把最好的给他呢
？Does God really know that I'm giving Him my best?
到底神是值不值得我把我的最好的给他
？Is God worthy of me giving him my best？
我就跟神讨价还价。
So then I bargained with God。
好像亚伯拉罕跟神讨价还价。
Just like Abraham bargained with God。
因为说实在的，我那个时候的工作还不错。
To tell you the truth, back then I had a good job。
我在大学里头教书。
I taught in the university.
我有一个比较安稳的工作。
I had a very stable occupation.
简单讲，比较有安全感的工作。
To put it simply, I had security.
那我那个时候有所谓大学里头的 tenure.
Back then, I had,
就是这个终身教职。
终身教职 tenure at the university.
那这个从那个时候来看啊，我现在不知道了。当时看呢。
I don't know about now.
应该是不会被人 fire 的。
Back then, probably I would not be 给人开除。
那你知道，我们这代人呢、啊、有一个问题啊。
You know that this generation of people.
特别是我跟我父母那代人。
We have a problem, especially people, our generation and the generation above.
那我看见我们当中有一些年纪长比我长的我父母那代的人。
I see some uncles and aunties in our midst.
也许你们会明白。
Perhaps you would understand.
因为我。父母他们这代人在中国的时候是南征北战。
Because my parents' generation back in China dealt with a
civil war,
conflict.
They flee from places to places, up and down, south and north. Yeah. 所以呢，他们很担心。
So they were worried.
因为他们小的时候就跑来跑去的。
Because when they were young, they had to flee from one place to another.
我记得我爸爸常常跟我讲故事。
I oftentimes remember my father telling me stories.
他就跟我讲说他在上海，我们是南方人，要到北方去。
He would tell me about the stories in Shanghai because we were southerners running northwards.
刚好在上海的时候，这日本人来轰炸了。
When we were in Shanghai, the Japanese came and bombed the city.
他就记得很清楚，他要跑到这个租界区那里安全一点。
So he remembered that he had to run to the foreign territories.
Yes, foreign territories. Back then, there were foreign territories in big cities like Shanghai. 那他就跟我讲这些故事。
So he told me some stories.
所以常常跟我讲说他，所以他们中国一开放，他们就说我们要走。
So he said that when China relaxes and opens the doors, we need to flee.
因为走才能给小孩有机会。
Because only when if we flee would we give a chance for our children.
因为他们实在是太累了。
Because they were so exhausted.
当我们来到美国以后。
But after we came to the United States.
我爸爸就很清楚地希望我们。
My father clearly pointed this out to us.
你们好好的工作。
You need to work.
他不想让我们赚100万。
And get a good job, but you don't have to earn $1 million.
但是要稳定。
But you need to be stable.
不要整天被人开除。
Don't get fired by people.
因为他怕。
Because he was afraid.
所以就算我在大学里教书。
So back then I was teaching at a university.
我已经 OK 了。
I was 很好了。
他还整天打电话来。
And he called me every day.
每次打电话来。
Every time he called me.
哎呀，问长问短问一下。
He would ask this and ask that.
然后最后一句话。
And the last words he would say on the phone.
你工作还好吗？
How is your job going?
那他这一讲话，我就知道他为什么打电话来了。
And when he says that, I would understand why he called me.
而且你有没有在被人 lay off 啊？
Are you being 开除了？
因为他就很怕。
Because he was very afraid.
因为他这一辈人从小到大就是这样子的一个经历。
He grew up like that, and that was his experience.
他很担心。
He was very worried.
因为他希望我们有安全感。
He wanted us to have this sense of security.
在这个世界上有个好的工作。
And to have this job in this world.
不要整天担心被 fire.
You don't have to be worried, 你会给开除了。
但是我所面临的纠结在哪里啊？
And but the,
我所面临的挑战在哪里？
What was the anxiety? What was the challenge I faced?
就是我要去做宣教，我必须辞掉。
But that if I had to go on the mission field, I have to give all this up.
我不能再留这个工作。
I cannot hold on to this job.
所以我跟神讨价还价。
So I bargained with God.
我说神啊。
I said, God.
你给我多一点时间怎么样？
Well, can't you give me a little bit more time?
我说你要不然等我退休了再找。
Perhaps wait until I retire.
是不是？
Isn't that right?
因为我们虽然赚的钱不够多，但是我有个安全嘛。我退休了以后，我就可以。
Because even though I wasn't earning a lot of money, but I had some sense of security. Maybe after I retired, then I could do something for you. But then I did some calculations. I realized I won't retire for another 25 years. Oh, that's a long time.
And
all these students came year after year, bunches after bunches. After 25 years, we wouldn't know what the world would be like. So I bargained with God.
I said,
how about wait until my daughter graduates from university? Then I calculated again.
还得十几年。
还得十几年。 Oh, there were more than a decade.
那我说这十几年又是一大长年数啊。
And this a dozen years or so, it's still a long period to wait.
人又一大群一大群来，一大群一大群走啊。
So all these groups of students coming to Europe.
那这个时间不在我们控制之下。
So this the time was not in my hands.
我就跟神讨价还价。
So I bargained with God.
我说神啊。
I said, God.
要不然你等我存够钱把这个房子买下来。
How about you allow me to get more money so I can actually pay off the mortgage?
因为那房子是借钱买的。
Because I was on a heavy on I had to borrow money.
都不是我们的房子。
It was not our house.
我正想赚钱的时候，现在没了。
I was still earning money, but now there's nothing.
那怎么办？
What would I do?
我跟神讨价还价。
So I bargained with God.
最难讨价还价在哪里？
The most difficult part in bargaining with God was what? It's the most spiritual type of bargaining with God.
因为我们在教会里头啊，那个这位同两个弟兄姐妹知道，我很喜欢我们那个教会。
Because in the church, these two brothers and sisters, they know I loved our church.
那个教会是我们真是。 弟兄姐妹之间和睦相处，我们真是很喜欢。
We really love that church. All the brothers and sisters lived in harmony.
而且我们安城教会，小小教会那么多年，好不容易有一次，神给我们一块地，我们甚至小小教会可以建堂。
That small little church we were at, God has suddenly given us a big piece of land, and we built a church.
我读这个建筑的，我最喜欢看这个地的。I
studied urban design, so I love looking at real estate.
哎呀，我那一开始说，我们两亩不够，一定要4亩才行。
It was about 2 acres, a two-acre lot. It was about $40,000.
No, 我是说，我们看这地的时候啊。
Oh, as we looked at the land.
我们说有两亩，一开始有两亩。
If we start with 2 acres.
Yeah, 两亩不够，一定要4亩才够。
Oh, we that's not enough. We need at least four acres.
因为那时候在做梦啊。
And back then I was just dreaming.
因为一个老房子在那儿，我们装修一下可以了。
There was an old house there. Maybe we could just renovate it.
就像你们现在这样，比你们小很多了。
Oh, that house was much smaller than here.
Yeah, 但是呢，旁边有一块大地啊。But
there was a big piece of land right next to the house.
那块地我可以盖一个大的 gymnasium.
We can actually build a huge TV.
哎，这个是梦想啊。And
that was my dream.
哎呀，我在想说，哇，这个正想大干一场呢。Just about to launch out a new initiative. Yeah.
Yeah.
正想大干一场，然后现在不能干了。
I was going to launch this project, but now everything has come to a halt.
因为我要走，我神呼召到了。如果我要走，我必须把这个全部放下。Because
God's call has come to my life, and I had to leave all these things behind.
这个是我们这代人的挑战。Now
this is the challenge that our generation faces.
我觉得我们这代人呢。I
believe that this generation of people.
我们有很多的理由。We
have many, many reasons.
我们有很多的东西让我们跟神的关系。
There are a lot of things that keep us from having a deeper relationship with God. Sometimes we're just the same as this rich young ruler. We come to church. We do all things that we ought to do. And the church indeed has helped us a lot. When you serve in the church, you just serve it wholeheartedly.
不是，一条龙的服侍，一条龙的service。
Oh, you just go up the you climb the church ladder.
No. 我们来到教会, 我们有儿童服饰, 儿童, full package service.
Full package service that you offer to the church.
广东话一条龙的服务啊，来咗之后乜都帮我哋搞掂晒噶啦。
Oh, the church has done that for you. Full service to you.
来了以后，我的小孩子有人照顾。
After I came to the church, somebody would take care of my children.
我有妇女团契,
and there was a women's fellowship.
然后我们有老人家的团契,
we had a senior's fellowship.
我小孩子有人照顾,
somebody took care of my children.
我自己有人喂养,
and somebody had fed me.
我的父母有人照顾,
somebody took care of my parents.
太好了,
it's too good to be true.
那教会就是这样子吧, 我很舒服嘛。
And that's what the church does for us. It's very comfortable.
啊, 我们跟神的关系也很好啊。
We had a very good relationship with God.
但是有一天,
But one day,
神会问你,
God might ask you,
你愿不愿意走出去啊?
Are you willing to jump out of this box?
Somerset到底是不是够好啊?
Is really Somerset that good?
你们在这个贫民区这里啊,
oh, you're living in the ghetto.
人家Rockers教会越干越大了。
Look at the other church. It's such a huge church.
你肯吗?
Are you willing?
你肯不肯
？Are you willing?
你肯不肯在这里为神做见证
？Are you willing to stand here and testify before God?
你肯不肯走到他的 neighborhood 里头做见证
？Are you willing to go to the other neighborhood to testify?
你肯不肯去那个 Turkish neighborhood 做见证
？Are you willing to go to the Turkish community?
我不知道啊。
I don't know.
今天早上十八个人去看的。
This morning, 18 people went on the field trip.
比昨天晚上的八个人签名好很多了。
It was much better than the eight.
Signed up last night.
Oh, the eight people who signed up last night. That's right.
弟兄姐妹们，这个是我们这一代人的挑战。
Brothers and sisters, this is the challenge this generation faces.
这个是我们的教会的挑战。
This is the challenge to our church.
我们的教会。
Our church.
我们跟神的关系。
Our relationship with God.
到底是什么样的关系
？What is it worth?
这对同工。
This couple.
是我们 COCM 的一对年轻的宣教士。
Are young missionaries at COCM.
我想所有要参加宣教的
I believe that all who participate in missions work,
或者是在任何的服事的岗位上的
or those who serve in ministry,
都要放弃很多东西
They need to leave a lot of things.
那这对夫妇
This
couple, 他们是从澳洲过来
They came from Europe.
澳洲
Oh, they've
Australia.
Australia.
澳大利亚那他们两个都是从中国大陆出生，在香港读书，在美国和澳洲读书，然后在澳洲服事，现在加入我们。
Both of them were born in China, went to study in Hong Kong, then went to further studies in Australia, and then were called to come to Europe.
他们都是很优秀的人。
They were people of intellect.
一个是做这个管理非常优秀。
One was very good at administration.
一个是工程非常优秀。
One was a great engineer.
他们有一个选择要做。
They had to face a choice.
当神呼召他们的时候。
When God called them.
他们要选择说跟神还是跟职业。
Their choice was to follow God or to follow their careers.
他们选择跟住神。
They followed God.
这个弟兄。
This brother.
很年轻。
He was very young.
二十六岁。
He was only 20. He's only 26.
从中国大陆来到英国。
He came from mainland China to Europe.
在中国大陆。
In China,
他是在一个基督教家庭长大。
He lived and he grew up in a Christian family.
那这个基督教家庭，其实在中国大陆那段，现在很多人很有钱。
And back in China, a lot of these Christian families are very wealthy as well.
其实他们有他们的传统，他们有他们的传统。
They have their culture and their traditions.
他们在那个环境里头，很喜欢有比较有名声。
And in that culture, they loved fame and fortune. They
当他要加入我们做宣教士的时候
，When he entered our mission and became a missionary,
他所要面对的挑战
the challenge he had to face,
就是名利的追求的挑战。
It was the pursuit of recognition.
他可能可以去做家族的生意
，Perhaps he could have actually gone into his family business.
可能可以赚很大的钱
，He could have earned a lot of money.
但是这些他必须面对一个选择
，But now he had to face one choice.
要不要把这个放下？
To leave and abandon all of that.
要不要把这放下来跟随神
？Either to do that or to follow God.
这个姐妹
，This sister，
中国山东青岛人。
She lived in Qingdao in Shandong province.
现在三十岁以下。
She's not yet 30.
八零后的。
She's of the after 80s.
那她在中国信主。
She became a believer in China.
在英国读大学的时候。
As she studied in the university in England.
在那里的时候，她神呼召她。
At that time, God called her.
进入神学院
And then she went into seminary.
加入我们做宣教士
Then entered our mission and became a missionary.
她所面对的挑战是什么呢
？What is the challenge that she faced?
单身的顾虑
The worries of being single.
你知道现在在国内
？You know that now people in China.
二十五岁还没有结婚的人
，If you're still single when you're 25,
你的压力很大。
You face a lot of pressures.
啊。现在有词儿，有不同的词儿来解释这个。
Oh, matchmakers would.
Different phrases to describe the situation.
Different phrases would be used to describe your situation.
二十五岁以上应该是什么
？If they're under 25, what?
剩男剩女了。二十五岁剩男剩女。
Oh, okay. You're leftovers. If you're 25 and you're not married.
In Chinese, 剩下的剩。Leftover, but they say it could be holy 圣。
那他们可能说 that is like 圣，好像圣洁的圣。Yeah, it sounds the same.
Yeah, it sounds. Anyway, 这个姐妹她要面对这个挑战。
Anyway, this sister faced this challenge.
今天她要面对这个挑战。
Today, she faces another challenge.
因为她要面对的挑战就是说，这些她的同伴都会看着她。
The challenge she faces is that all her comrades, all her peers would look at her.
她加入我们做宣教士的时候。
As she became a missionary with our organization.
她看见我们前面的宣教士。
She looked at those who walked before her.
很多单身的姐妹。
There were a lot of single women.
在工厂上服侍很久的。
And they had served for a long time.
还保持单身的姐妹。
And there were other. There the others.
还保持单身的。
Oh, and they were still single.
很多。
There were many.
所以当她看的时候。
So as she looked at them.
她心里就有这个难处。
And she had this ache in her heart.
是不是说明说我将来可能就是走这条路呢
doesn't mean that this is the path I would be taking.
她不想走这条路的。
She didn't want to go on this path.
你问她她肯定想结婚。
If you asked her, she would definitely want to get married.
但是如果走这条路
But if she walked down this path,
也许她可能就面临这个可能性。
Perhaps she would face this possibility.
可能要保持单身。
That she would be single all her life.
不是所有宣教士都要单身。
Now, I'm not saying that all missionaries need to be celibate.
但是这是个 real 的挑战。
But this is a 很真的 challenge.
那我们必须面对。
This we have to face.
这个姐妹。
This sister.
她现在非常优秀的一个姐妹。
This is an extraordinary sister.
在 UCL 读博士。在 University College London.
Oh, she got her doctorate at the University College of London.
正在读。
And she's actually getting her doctorate.
她现在在有个纠结。
But she's actually coming to a turning point in her life.
就是说她是不是进入宣教工厂。
Is whether she should actually enter into the mission field.
她的纠结在哪里?
And what is the challenge that she faces?
父母还没有信。
Her parents are not yet Christians.
父母要求她有很多的这个要求的。
The parents have great demands upon her life.
要让她去帮这个家庭做很多事情。
They want her to actually do many things for the family.
但是她到底是听父母的呢?
So for her, should she listen to her parents?
还是听神的呢?
Or to listen to God?
怎么听?
How are you going to listen?
弟兄姐妹们，弟兄姐妹们
，brothers and sisters，
特别是我们这里年轻人
，especially the young people here。
我看有一些年轻人
，I see a lot of young adults here。
你们会面对同样的挑战
？Perhaps you would face the same challenges。
我们这里中年的人
，those of us who are middle aged，
我这个年纪
，my age，
我们会面对一些同样的挑战。
We would face similar challenges。
你们会说我到底现身的时候，上面的压力，周围的压力。怎么样子来解脱
You'd be thinking, if I actually offered myself to God's use, all this pressure I face from those above me and with me, how I'm going to face these things.
This is for the young people.
这个是对青少年讲的。
但是你们有个选择。
But you have a choice.
当神呼召你的时候。
When God calls you.
我们是不是问神。
Are we asking God?
到底我们能跟你的关系能够多深。
How can we actually get How can we actually get closer to you in our relationship?
我们这群稍微年纪大一点的
Those of us a little bit older.
我们也面对同样的挑战
We face similar challenges.
也许神不一定让我们现在就出去把这个房子卖掉去做宣教士
Perhaps God might not be telling you to sell everything and to go into the mission field right now.
但是你们会面对一个挑战
But you would face one challenge.
你们的小孩会长大
Because your children will grow up.
当你们小孩要去献身的时候
When your children want to offer themselves to God's use.
我问你们，你们会怎么反应
Let me ask you, what would your reaction be?
那也许该比我再大一点的这群弟兄姐妹，你们会有这种的挑战
Perhaps those a little bit more aged than I am.
我知道，当我要奉献的时候
I know that when I offered myself to God's use,
那我的父母他们问很多问题。
My parents asked me a lot of questions.
你是不是要辞职？
Are you going to quit your job?
你的房子是不是要卖掉？
Are you going to sell your house?
你的小孩怎么办？
What are you going to do with your children?
你们受苦不要紧，小孩不能受苦。
You can actually go and suffer, but the children cannot suffer.
这些都是借口了。
Of course, these are all excuses.
简单讲就是他们很担心。
Simply, they were just worried.
他们是很好的基督徒。
They were good Christians.
但是今天我感谢神。
But today, I thank the Lord.
当我这个过去这个周末。
This past weekend.
我去德州。
I went to Texas.
我就跟我的父母过一个感恩节。
I spent Thanksgiving with my parents.
我感谢神。
I thank the Lord.
他们很支持我。
They were very supportive of me.
而且他也看见。
And of course, they also see.
跟从神是不一样。跟从神是。
Those who follow the Lord, they are different.
彼得说：“看哪，我们已经撇下自己所有的跟从你了。”耶稣说：“我实在告诉你们， 人为神的国撇下房屋或是妻子弟兄父母儿女，没有在今世不得百倍，在来世不得永生的。
Peter said to him, we have left all we had to follow you. Truly I tell you, Jesus said to them, no one who has left home or wife or brothers or sisters or parents or children for the sake of the kingdom of God will fail to receive many times as much in this age and in the age to come eternal life.
神既然呼召，
when God calls,
就必供应。
He will provide.
而且神供应的是超过我们所想象的。
And in addition, and more than that, what God provides is more than what we, God it will exceed what we have imagined.
不一定是我们想象，但是却是更好的。
Not necessarily by the means that we know, but it will be the best way.
那我现在在宣教工厂四年。
I've been on the mission field for 4 years now.
那我回头看的时候。
As I look back at my life,
我说我不会跟人换另外一个做法。
I'm saying to myself, I would not trade what I have with anybody in the world.
在宣教工厂里头。
In the mission field.
事儿多不多？
Oh, are there a lot of things to do?
Yes.
Of course.
是的。
难不难？
Is it difficult?
Yes.
是的。
辛苦不辛苦？
Is it really tough?
是的。
Yes.
但是我告诉你。
But I tell you.
当我回头看的时候。
As I look back at my life.
虽然我头发白了多一点。
Even though my hair is now gray.
现在也长横了一点点。
And I've become a little bit wider.
中间中厚了一点点。
I've become more fulfilled.
That's a good one. 其实我真的是更加 fulfilled.
Actually, I do feel 更充满了。
因为里头是甘甜的。
Because deep inside it's sweet.
我不能跟你解释。
I cannot explain that to you.
刚才那个我们的好姐妹问我。
Just now, my dear sister asked me.
哎呀，你们是不是这个是不是还会回来呢
？Are you going to 什么？
还会回来呢
？Oh, are you going to come back?
我们是 long term 的。
But we are 长时间的。
因为我们知道，如果神呼召。
Because we know that if God calls,
我们必须往前走。
We must walk ahead.
而且我也相信。
And also I know this.
如果神呼召，
if God calls,
你肯跟，
and you're willing to follow,
你那个经历是神让你有，就是怎么说呢？我觉得啊，是一个，我觉得是个恩典。
How do I say this? It is grace.
神的恩典叫我参与在他的宣教事工里。
God's grace allowed me to participate in His missions ministry.
不是我有什么东西。
It's not that I have anything.
有人说，哎呀，你们放弃了很多东西啊。
Well, some people say I've given up so many things.
我跟您说
，I tell you,
我没有放弃任何东西。
I've not given up anything.
我得到是更多的东西。
What I've received is even more.
因为里头一个宝贝我找着了。
Because now I found this treasure.
这个宝贝找着以后，我要告诉大家。
Now that I've found this treasure, I need to tell everybody.
因为这个宝贝是比我以前的好多了。
This treasure is greater than all that I've ever had.
因为我以前风闻有神。
Yes, I used to have plenty.
以前我风闻有神。
I used to hear about God.
现在我亲身经历他。
Now personally experienced him.
因为以前我靠我自己的方法做事情。
Because I used to rely on myself to do everything.
但是现在我靠神做，我感受到神。
But now I do things through God and I experience God.
这个是不一样的。
This is not the same.
跟从耶稣的代价。
The cost of following Jesus.
放下一切原来所爱的。
To give up what you loved before.
你很多爱的东西。
You love many things.
在你的房间里头有很多你的 secret 宝贝。
Inside your house are many secret treasures.
在你的心里头有很多你的宝贝。
In your heart there are many treasures.
你要把那个放下。
You need to leave
those things. 要把
扔掉。You need to throw them away.
你要快快乐乐的来跟随主。
You need to follow Jesus joyfully.
那今生永生在主里必。
To receive blessing here and in eternity.
这个是我们跟随主的喜乐。
This is the joy I have in following the Lord.
路加福音九章二十三节。
Luke chapter 9 verse 23.
耶稣又对众人说：若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命。凡为我丧掉生命的，必救了生命。
Then he said to them all, If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, But whoever loses his life for me will save it.
为什么我们要去欧洲?
Why do we have to go to Europe?
为什么我们这一代人要去欧洲?
Why does our generation need to go to Europe?
我们的主题是 passing the torch.
Our theme of this missions conference is passing the torch. 圣火双传,上传。
欧洲,我们已经看见有需要了。
We see a need in Europe.
但是我们这一代人的责任在哪里?
But our generation, wherein lies our responsibility?
我们的教会,
in our church,
中国教会,
the church in China,
在美国的华人教会,
the church here in the Chinese church here in America,
也开始有很多的恩典, 神给我们的很多恩典。
We're starting to see blessings upon blessings from God.
但是我们在这一代的宣教的挑战里头，我们的责任在哪里？
But here in this challenge to, in a missions ministry to us, where are we?
我就看见我自己的时候。
As I looked at myself,
我觉得神告诉我们说，这个宣教的棒子。
I heard God saying to me, this torch of the gospel,
不能只是还是西方人在用。
Cannot be passed on only by the Westerners.
我们中国人。
Those of us who are Orientals, we need to step up now. How many centuries have we received the blessing of the Western missionaries? One time as I was participating in a short-term mission trip in Europe, in the UK, they took me to Scotland. There are many beautiful cathedrals in Scotland. In Edinburgh, there is a Chinese church. It's not a very big church. They only had about 40 to 50 people. So they rented a small place to meet. Their co-workers asked me to go there to take a look.
So, 那天我就记得很清楚，他们带我去这个华人教会停车了以后，要看看远远的那个英国的这个苏格兰的教会，很高大的一个教会。
Very vividly, I remember that day as I parked the car, they took me and to take a look at this huge cathedral.
那当我要走到快进的时候，我就看见那个教会的那个墙上有个很红的一个牌子。
As I drew closer to that cathedral, I saw this red sign at the door.
这牌子很显目，所以我就看看写什么东西。
It really caught my eye, this red sign, so I tried to see what was written on the sign.
我看见那里写什么呢？
What did I see there?
它写的是 Eric Little Center.
There it says Eric Little 的中心。
Eric Little 就是一个 Eric Little Center.
It's this Eric Little.
那原来啊，这个教会啊。
In reality, this church
是以前 Eric Little他在这里崇拜过的教会。
Was a church where Eric Little worshipped.
那是在苏格兰爱丁堡的一个非常显眼的一个地方。
It was an attraction.
我们知道 Eric Little 的
interest in Edinburgh.
我们知道 Eric Little 的故事了。
Because we know the story of Eric Little.
所以当我去进去那个房间的时候，那个教会的时候。
So as I visited this church.
我一进门。
Once I entered through the doors.
给我一个很大的这个惊奇。
I was very surprised.
因为我进去以后，我本来想看一个非常宏伟的大教堂。
I was expecting a huge cathedral.
但是我进去以后，我发现里头那个宏伟的大教堂还有另外一个小房间。
But as I entered, I saw that there was a small enclave.
那原来是怎么样子呢？这个教堂啊，是 traditionally 是很大很高的敬拜的地方。
And this church traditionally was a huge church for people to worship in.
但是呢，因为人少。
Because people started decreasing.
那这个教会本身呢，外边又不能动。
And they couldn't do anything for the on the exterior of the church.
啊，因为这个是个 historical preservation, 啊，保护这个保护漂亮的这个有历史意义的教堂。
They had to preserve this historical building.
所以外边不能动。
So they couldn't do anything to the exterior.
也不能拆。
They couldn't knock it down.
所以怎么办呢？
So what could they do?
在大教堂里头很高啊。
And the ceiling, they had a high ceiling in there.
我里头可以盖房子啊。
They could actually build a house inside that building.
不是，在里头盖了三层房子啊。
You could actually build a three-story building inside the cathedral.
所以我一进去，我看见，哎呦，里头有一个三层房子。
And you could actually walk inside and say, "Wow, there's a three-story building inside."
那房子里头有不同的房间。
And there could be a different rooms inside. Oh, they actually built a house inside the oh, with three different rooms.
three levels.
Three levels, and there are many rooms.
那些房间就租给不同的人用。
Oh, they rented these rooms to other people.
那其中一间。
And there was one room.
就给中国人教会用。
They allowed that for the Chinese church to use.
哎呀，我看了那个以后，我一个很深的感触。
Once I looked at that, I felt great anguish.
因为我觉得说，哎呀，这个是 Eric Little Center。
I thought to myself, this is the Eric Little Center.
Eric Little 在这里敬拜的。
Eric Little worshipped here.
但是现在的欧洲是这样子一个光景。
Because this is the condition of Europe.
这个教会已经不再是那种宏伟的聚会的地方了。
This cathedral is no longer the mighty church that it used to be.
这些宣教士他们的后代很多人不信了。
Many of these descendants of these missionaries are no longer even believers.
那我们的责任在哪里？
Now wherein lies our responsibility?
我们的责任在哪里？
Where is our responsibility?
我们的教会越来越大。
Our church got bigger and bigger.
现在在杭州有一个非常大的教会。
Now in Hangzhou, China, there's a huge church.
上万人可以坐进去的。上万人可以坐进去的。
You can actually seat over 10,000 people.
Yes. 那我们在北美，每个人都在讲，我们教会该多大。
And here in North America, everybody's talking about, oh, how big should I make my church to be?
那每次盖得大，大家都来了。
Well, if you build a bigger church, everybody can come.
我们是全盘的服务，一条龙。
And we have this full service package.
那这个，那越来越多啊。
There are more and more people coming.
很好，感谢神，他们星期天都来敬拜神。
Thank the Lord, they come and worship the Lord on Sundays.
然后星期天晚上都回家了。
And on Sunday evenings, they would go home.
那星期一就上班了。
And Monday, they would go to work.
星期三晚上来祷告会。
Wednesday night, they would come to prayer meeting.
又去工作了。
And they would, of course, go to work.
星期五晚上来查经班。
And Friday night, they would come to Bible study.
星期六带着小孩去学钢琴。
And Saturday, they would bring their children to piano classes.
星期六下午带着小孩去踢足球。
On Saturday afternoon, they would take their children to the soccer games.And then Sunday came.
所以越来越多人呢。
There will be more and more people.
但是外面很多我们的周围人还没有信主的。
But then there are still many people on the outside who are not
believers. 你不要看欧洲啊。
Look at Europe.
我说你不只看欧洲啊。
Not only do you look at Europe.
你看美国。
Just look at America.
你看你们周围这些人。
Look at the people around you.
但是我们做了些什么事情呢？
But what are the things that we are doing?
我们在这里越养越胖。
We are here being fed and overfed.
我们有没有问神？
Have we asked God?
我们可以做什么？
What can we do?
这个是那个富有财主的。
Now this is the question of the rich young ruler.
宣教的棒子。
The burden and the
宣教的火炬。
The torch of the missions.
应该传给谁？
Who should we pass it to?
有的人说要给中国人了。
Some people say that we need to pass this to the Chinese.
我们口号喊得很高的。
And we love to say the slogan.
中国教会兴起了。
The Chinese church is being renewed.
我们中国也财力也强了。
And China is now a superpower almost.
但是我们还坐在这儿。
But we're still sitting here.
我们的责任在哪？
Wherein lies our responsibility?
我家里头有一个非常宝贵的相片。
There's a small picture I have in my house.
黄色的。
It's already turning yellow.
是清朝的相片。
It's a picture taken from the Qing dynasty.
是我的。曾祖父
It's the picture of my great-grandfather.
他和他的兄弟是我们老家福建闽南一带乡村里头第一对信主的兄弟。
A family portrait, two brothers are the first brothers who actually became Christians in Fujian in my hometown.
那他是通过欧洲的宣教士，很有可能。是苏格兰的宣教士。
They became Christians very possibly because of the work of missionaries from Scotland.
因为闽南那代跟台湾的教会很像，都是长老会的。
Because Minnan is just very similar to Taiwan, most of the churches were Presbyterian.
长老会在苏格兰非常强。
Presbyterian Church is very strong in Scotland.
所以很有可能是苏格兰的宣教士。
So very possibly.Missionaries from Scotland came to my hometown.
这个相片是我的曾祖父，他是清朝的人。
This picture was from my great grandfather. He lived in the Qing dynasty.
他戴着一个清朝的帽子。
He wore a Qing dynasty cap.
梳了个清朝的辫子。
He had a queue from the Qing dynasty.
拿着一个圣经。
And he was holding a Bible.
我的爷爷。
My grandfather.
两岁。
He was only 2 years old.
坐在一个小凳子上。
Sitting on a small little stool.
这样子一张相片。
That was the picture.
我的爷爷。
My grandfather.
他很小就失去了这个我的曾祖父。
He lost his father when he was very young.
他在一个宣教士的学校长大。
He grew up in the home of a missionary.
那他的宣教士的学校那个老师他叫做 Anderson 是从英国来的。
That mission school, the teacher, Mr. Anderson, he came from England.
所以当他长大了以后
So after he grew up,
他生小孩子
and he had children of his own,
我的爷爷就把我的爸爸的名字英文名起名叫 Anderson.
My grandfather gave my father the name Anderson.
因为他记得那个老师小的时候怎么把他养大。
Because he recalled how that missionary raised him.
我们每一个人今天你和我信主的人
Every person here, you and I, believers here,
我不知道谁带你信主的。
I don't know who led you to Christ.
也许你说是马牧师带你信主。
Perhaps you say, Pastor Ma led me to Christ.
你要问马牧师你是谁带你信主的。
Then you have to ask Pastor Ma, who led you to Christ?
他可能说某某某牧师带他信主。
He might say,This such and such a pastor led me to Christ.
你问某某某牧师，他怎么信主的
？Such and such a pastor who led you to Christ.
还有可能他会说某某某宣教士。
He might say such and such a missionary led me to Christ.
我们中国人虽然在这里越来越强壮。
Those of us who are of Chinese descent, even though yes, we are getting stronger and stronger as a people.
但是我们要知道。
But we need to know.
我们不要忘记我们的属灵的这个 heritage 啊，是谁开始传给我们？
Do not forget our spiritual heritage, where it came from, 传统。
很多的时候，这些宣教士他们抛头颅洒热血来到中国。
Many times these missionaries would run all the way to China.
他们在那里死去。
And they would die there.
Eric Little. 他的故事最后的结尾。
This was his end.
他在第二次世界大战的时候。
During the World War II.
他在中国。
He was in China.
他还在那里服侍神。
He was still serving God there.
没有离开中国。
He never left China.
结果在日本人就把他们 round up 进入一个集中营里头。
The Japanese soldiers rounded them up in a concentration camp.
那他在那个集中营里头。
In that concentration camp.
他身体已经不好了。
And he actually was suffered poor health.
但是他那个时候还传福音。
He was still preaching the gospel.
所以 Eric Little 的故事最最精彩的。
So the most glorious part of Eric Little's biography.
还没有拍出来呢。还没有拍出来。
Oh, they never made a movie of that.
Chariots of Fire 只是它的开始。
烈火战车 was only the beginning.
它的最精彩的那一段。
The most glorious part.
是在他集中营的时候传福音给其他的人。
When he shared the gospel with those people in the concentration camp.
他把世界上所有东西都放下。
He left everything in the world.
因为那些东西跟他来说是粪土。
Because all those were he viewed as rubbish.
没有意思的。
There's nothing, no meaning to them.
耶稣基督给他的是最好的东西。
What Jesus had given to him was the greatest.
所以他把那最好的东西，在他生命最后一刻，把这些给所有的在他周围的这些中国人。
At the end of his life, he gave the best to those people around him.
不单是中国人，甚至日本人。
Not just the Chinese people, even to the Japanese soldiers.
所以他的故事是在那里结束。
And that is how his story ends.
这个是荣耀神的故事。
And this is a story that glorifies God.
我们这代人
，Our generation，
火炬已经在那里。
The torch is here.
那我们愿不愿意拿住呢
？Are you willing to hold on?
当你拿的时候
，Once you hold on to it,
你要知道
，You need to know.
当你跟随耶稣
，When you follow Jesus,
你要知道
，You need to know.
你要把你心中其他的最爱
，You need to take those things you love most in your heart.
我不知道是什么东西啊
，I don't know what it is.
扔掉，扔掉
，Throw it away, throw it away.
今天晚上
，This evening.
我希望你们每个人。
I hope that each person in
here. 我知道星期六来聚会的人都是不得了的人。
I know that those who come to church on Saturdays are extraordinary people.
我去有不同的宣教年会。
I've gone to many missions conferences.
大家都警告我。
Everybody has warned me.
星期六晚上没多少人来。
Saturday night evening, you'd have a very small turnout.
我感谢神。
And I thank the Lord.
说实在的，是很多人的时候，今天晚上。
But because tonight we have a crowd here.
但是我感谢神。
And I thank the Lord.
因为我知道神在这个教会要动工。
Because I know that God wants His church to work.
那我希望今天。
And I hope that today.
我们每个人。
Each person here.
在神面前见证自己。
Before God, we can be more introspective.
让神圣灵光照。
that Holy Spirit may enlighten us. What's in our hearts? That keeps us from having a deeper relationship with God. Maybe God is asking you to offer yourself. And all this time you said no. Maybe God is asking you to offer money. And you're saying, I'm not willing. I don't know what thing it is. But this evening, just 1 minute, before God, quiet our hearts, our hearts, so that God may speak to us. After this evening, after this 1 minute, I'm going to turn the time over to the worship team. Let us quiet our hearts for 1 minute. Let's bow our heads.
Are we willing to give up our worldly security?
Are
we willing to give up all the things in our heart that are holding us back from God? This is a hard challenge. Please rise. And let's sing the song Surrender together.
让我们唱这首诗歌, 一切献上,
let's offer ourselves to God.
让我们将我们自己来献给神。